bet it is. I'm Uncle Charlie, and this is Keys for Kids. You might want to get your Bibles and turn to 2 Thessalonians. That's where our scripture will come from. And while you're doing that, let's listen to the kids sing a little bit, okay?
He owns a cattle on a thousand hills, the wealth in every mind. He owns the rivers and the rocks and rills, the sun and stars that shine. Wonderful riches more than tongue can tell. He is my father, so they're mine as well. He owns a cattle on a thousand hills. I know that he will care for me.
As I said, our scripture is 2 Thessalonians. I'm reading from chapter 3, starting at verse 10. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. Our story today is called The Raspberry Riot. Your mom is going to be making jam this afternoon, Mr. Harper told his son, so we'll need you two boys to pick the raspberries this morning. If you do a quick, thorough job, I'll take you fishing later on. Oh, that sounded good to Jerry, so he quickly got some pans and ran out to the raspberry patch. Dick, however, was not so willing. It's too hot to pick berries, he grumbled. Slowly he began picking them, but soon he stopped and said a few mean things to his brother. The boys had been picking about an hour when Dick's friend Kevin walked by. Hey, Kevin, look here, Dick yelled as he tossed a raspberry over the fence at his friend. Kevin came through the gate and grabbed some raspberries himself, tossing them back at Dick. Soon raspberries were flying everywhere. Dick's T-shirt was stained with splotches of red and smashed berries covered the ground. Come on, Jerry said. Mom needs these berries. Unenthusiastically, Dick went back to his job, but by this time Jerry was done with his row. It's not fair, Dick whined. You didn't have as many bushes. You better come and help me. I don't think so. Dad walked up behind them. I've been watching you boys from the upstairs window, and you weren't too interested in berry picking, Dick. There are some verses in the Bible that I want you to read. 2 Thessalonians 3:7-12. In those verses, Paul told the Thessalonians to work hard and to go quietly about their own business. I don't think that describes your attitude about the berry picking, does it, son? No, sir, mumbled Dick with his head down. Before you finish, you go and read those verses. Then come back and finish your job, said Dad. I'm sorry about this. You'll have plenty of time to think about the lesson you learned today while Jerry and I are fishing. How about you? When someone gives you a job to do you do it quickly? Do you put forth your best effort, or do you often goof off? Do you waste a lot of time when you're supposed to be working? Well, our key phrase for today is, do your job well. Oh, thanks for taking time for Keys for Kids. If you'd like a whole book full of stories like I just read, why don't you write to me, and I'll send you the current Keys for Kids. Here's where to write: Keys for Kids, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Keys for Kids, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Our zip code is 49501. And whatever you're doing today, remember today's lesson and remember today's key: do your job well. Keys for Kids is a presentation of the Children's Bible Hour. Bye now.